You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stoney in for Jim Costa. I was the officiant at my nephew's wedding, now my niece's wedding, last weekend. I was nervous as hell, sweating. Thought I might pass out, but we made it. So we're asking, what's the most nervous you've ever been? Some ticket texts before we get to the phones. The most nervous I've ever been was when I proposed to my now wife of 23 years at her 30th birthday party. Her entire family was there, and we reenacted the you've lost that loving feeling scene from Top Gun, but no one in the room knew what I was about to do. I was sweating through my shirt.
Oh.
As Detroit rugby.
That's cool.
Morning, Stoney. Being nervous only means you care. Most nervous I've ever been was speaking at my dad's funeral. One chance to honor my dad's life. I nailed it, but heavy burden. Mike in Clarkston says, I spoke in front of the National Mining Coalition in Brisbane, Australia. I spoke to the entire Argentinian Farmers Union. I talked on the state capitol floor of Michigan. But put me in front of 22 kindergartners to read Dr. Seuss. I was more nervous than I've ever recalled.
That's fabulous.
There is no audience that could be more judgmental than kids.
Well, they're not judgmental. They're just honest.
Yes.
Like,
right.
They're not doing it to judge you.
Yes.
They're just going to say what they hear, what they see, and they're just honest.
Yes.
And
brutally so.
Yes.
JD in Ann Arbor says, I once led communion at our church. My hands were shaking so bad, I was petrified.
Wow. Yeah. The most nervous I've ever been, and by a long shot, was when I asked Lisa to marry me.
Really?
It was. And because I felt like I knew the answer, but there were so many more variables involved of her making that commitment. Because I had 4 kids, an ex-wife, you know, custody, all of that stuff was an issue. And I just, you know, I felt like I knew what the answer was going to be. And ultimately, obviously, it was what I wanted it to be. But I was just so nervous because it was something that was so important to me. And I was the most nervous. It was one of those moments, too, where you almost feel lightheaded and almost like you're floating. My feet weren't on the ground. It just was, I was sweating profusely, which could have been an instant turn off too.
My wife ruined our moment because she figured it out. Because we met at the Comedy Castle, and then on a random Saturday afternoon, we're driving. I said, oh, I got to stop in the Comedy Castle, get some, because they used to advertise at the radio station, get some script or whatever. And as we're walking in, she goes, "You're not going to do what I think you're going to do." I said, "Yeah.
Yeah, oh, way to go. Man. Way to go." Yeah, you don't seem very deceptive.
Yeah. I know. I guess it was really easy.
Don't do crime, Stoney.
Yes.
You'll leave evidence.
Yes.
Oh, I would. Carrick, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, yeah, instances of being nervous, that dude definitely was nervous. I have a story about when I first got together with my ex-girlfriend in my early 30s. We first started dating. We'd go on a trip to Jamaica with her and her one of her girlfriends. At Ocho Rios or the grill at one of the resorts that are optional for clothing, right? So they have it's during Valentine's Day. They have a contest where they put couples, hear my air quotes, on stage. So my ex-girlfriend pushes both her girlfriend and I up to for the contestants. So we have to go up on stage and actually perform for the entire crowd. The first part of the contest was popping balloons in suggested positions. And then the next part of the contest was a striptease that I had to perform for her on stage in front of everybody.
For your, wait, this, yeah. So let me just clarify. This is your girlfriend's friend.
Right.
Okay.
My ex-girlfriend's friend.
Now, when you say striptease, I mean you're getting completely naked?
This was on the prude side, not the nude side.
Oh, okay.
So, no, I couldn't get totally naked.
Okay.
But it was, I was told I did well. But it was very nerve-wracking at the time.
I can imagine.
Does she happen to be your current girlfriend? Because she's your ex-girlfriend.
Well, that's what I thought I was leading to, and then I was so nervous to propose.
Yes.
Like, wait.
Well, I think the most nervous part there was clothing optional.
I know.
Walking out the room.
One of those.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe the... Do we know if that was actually Carrick, or
the girl was
that possibly Costa calling?
All right, here we go. Here's some more texts, and we'll get to the calls in a second. The most nervous I've ever been was asking for my father-in-law for his blessing. Mm. You knew my wife would say yes, but fathers are different. We've been married for 3 years, and when it's that time for my daughter, I'm going to make that boy crap his pants. That's Corin from Columbus. Driving over both the Zewaukee Bridge and Mackinac Bridge is extremely nerve-wracking. That's John from Anchor Bay.
There's a lot of people with phobias of bridges.
Yeah.
The most nervous I've been in my life is testifying in a courtroom that I deserve to have my daughters full time.
Oh.
It took almost a decade to get people, judges, attorneys to listen to my case, and we were finally rewarded. That nervousness turned into tears of joy that I still have today. Love your show, and everybody take care of each other out there. That's from Chris in Linden. And waiting 3 months for my bar exam results. That's from AJ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can imagine, because I know how my daughter was for the CPA, how nervous she was. Mm-hmm. It all worked out wonderfully. All right. Let's go to Brian. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning. So, the most nervous I was, my brother asked me to give the best man speech at his second wedding, and the girl he was marrying, her and her family didn't really like me, which is understandable. But I opened the speech with, welcome back, everyone, here we are again, and I didn't really get a warm welcome from everyone.
Oh, that would have been funny. I like that.
I was drunk because it was open bar, and I don't remember the rest of the speech, but I was just nervous because everyone was staring at me like they wanted to kill me.
I think that's a good line, actually.
There's probably some dynamics there that would make that uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
I get it. Let's say hello to Paul in Wixom. What's up, Paul?
How you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
So I was an officiant at a wedding, and I knew that the bride had an affiliation to John Jansen, and something to do with recruiting. I knew he'd be at the wedding, so I'm up front preparing for the ceremony, and the first person that walks in is Lloyd Carr. Sits right down in front, looks at me and says, "You nervous?" I said, "Well, I wasn't, but I sure am now."
Was it a former teammate of John's?
No.
Oh, okay.
So Stephen Annette Curry.
Ah, yeah. Uh-huh. The Wozniaks.
It was a very fun wedding, but I had no idea that Lloyd Carr was going to be there. So I've got, and being a U of M graduate, it was pretty exciting. I've got some good photos with John and Lloyd. It was a great day.
Oh, yeah. John once told me he went
Lisa
to some
would have been there. We would have met my wife Lisa as well, before we were married.
Paul, John told me he went to some wedding that everybody was at. He said the guy who did the performance ceremony was awful. Yeah. Maybe that
was terrible.
Thanks, Paul.
Paul did a great job. That was one of the more fun weddings I've ever been at.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Kevin, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, so most nervous for me, my wife and I were doing our family get together before our wedding. Was already nervous because both our fathers did not like each other. Oh. One was a judge, one was a lawyer.
Oh.
Did not like each other. But here's the crazy part: when we get there, and my wife and myself, we get in. Her grandmother, my grandmother, come in. They know each other. We come to find out that me and my wife are actually cousins. So now we have to wait to find out the genealogical tree of where we are and everything. So it took about a week before us to find out how far her cousins we were before we got married.
Wow. What was the answer?
Oh, we good. We been married for 28 years.
No. How many? What cousins are you?
We're like three or four. I think it was like three or four away from cousins.
Okay. And wow. This is in West Virginia, so yeah, I guess it's okay.
Yeah. The toothbrush state.
How many generations would you need removed to marry your cousin?
Wow. Can you imagine getting that news as the family starts to arrive and grandma and grandma know each other? And
hey, cuz.
Yeah.
It depends. Is she a 10? Is she an 8? Is she a 7?
Yeah, I mean, how hot is she? Yeah. I mean, it might depend on how far removed she needs to be.
Wow.
There's some scale. There's an XY scale
that needs
to be graphed out.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.